Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him up. Today's Splash brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
There you go. Item number one, the Arizona Cardinals still don't have an offensive coordinator. Mocking the very position they refuse to fill.
You know my response to this?
Who cares?
I know, I agree. Who cares?
We got a tweet today that said, why didn't you just give the offensive coordinator title to Sean Coogler and then divvy up different responsibilities, passing game coordinator, run game coordinator. And at this point, we're splitting hairs and we're talking about semantics and titles.
Yeah.
Other teams don't have an offensive coordinator. Is it ideal? I don't even know.
You get the idea
that
there might be too many football coaches on a football staff. You know the old saying, too many cooks
in the kitchen
ruin the broth or spoil the broth, whatever it is. Yeah, in the kitchen, that kind of thing.
I have heard that phrase.
I don't know.
Shiny object alert.
Oh. Yeah, more than that. All right. Item number two, Mel Kiper.
You got both of us.
Yeah, I did. Item number two. And I didn't even realize it.
And that shiny object's name is Jeannie Bouchard.
Mel Kiper, ladies and gentlemen, as we talked about, mock draft out number one. Mel Kiper joining us today, unless Jarrett's messing with us. He says three quarterbacks are going in round one of the NFL draft. Three of them.
Which, again, if that does happen, it gives the Cardinals some things to consider about their flexibility, moving down from one, maybe moving out of the 33rd overall pick in the second round, because I think that's the first time I've seen that number. We know quarterbacks get elevated.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see. He does have the Cardinals going defense. No surprise, Nick Bosa, the defensive end of Ohio State. There are a couple of recent mock drafts not penned by Mel Kiper, though, Bick. Then you can check him out on the Arizona Sports NFL mock draft tracker. Shameless plug. Recently, in the last couple days, that do have the Cardinals going Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle of Alabama, with the number one pick.
The majority of
these projections right now, really early in the process, have Bosa going number one.
His first quarterback's going at number six,
mm-hmm.
Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. Kyler Murray has to make a huge run for the Cardinals to get any action at that number one pick. Trading down would be ideal. Wolf said it this morning. Trading down to number six would be ideal. I agree with him. We'll see if they can pull that off. All right, last night, a spectacular night in the NBA. James Harden erupts again. Okay, scores 58, and the Rockets lose 145-142. Steph Curry goes nuts at the end of the third quarter, reviving Golden State to a 147-140 win over New Orleans. Kyrie Irving has a great game for the Celtics, and then afterwards apologizes to LeBron James, and then DeMarcus Cousins calls the Warriors the most hated team in sports. What a night!
Oh, what a night!
Well, I love that song.
Late December!
Back in 63!
All right, real parenthetical side note here, because we have referenced the show Big Mouth. For anybody that watches it, the early episode in which Coach Steve starts singing Lady in Red is Gambo. We got to get the audio of that.
We got to be careful of how much of that show we pimp, though.
Well, there was nothing.
It's genius.
Coach Steve is the only. Yeah. He's the only
right.
clean character on the whole show.
Yeah, I know. It's really good and really wrong. And let's move on from that.
Yeah, Suns back in action tonight in Toronto. Should we expect another ugly loss? Should we expect that tease of improvement? Toronto, one of the best teams in the league. Real struggle the other night in Indiana for the Suns. Only one way to go. And that's up. I wouldn't expect Devin Booker to have another. You know, he'll have his stinker games.
Yeah.
But you don't usually see him play two bad games in a row.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. All right, Coyotes, for all the hockey fans in the Valley, they are only 4 points out of a playoff berth right now. It's time of the season when they need to start stringing together some wins, and they did that last night. They won four of their last five. It's good stuff so far for a team that's been hit hard by injury, but a team that's hanging out on that periphery of the postseason.
Yeah, they
Wouldn't that be cool to slide in?
They beat a red-hot team. I mean, the Sharks were not only winning, they were beating people up. They'd won seven in a row coming into that game. They score six goals in the process. Another shorthanded goal. Richard Ponick had it. They're second in the league in shorthanded goals. I was looking at those stats today. Coyotes have 12 shorthanded goals. The teams at the bottom of the league, one shorthanded goal all year.
Yeah. Well, you remember for the first couple months of the season, that was sort of like their calling card.
Yeah.
It was like they were just getting shorthanded goals nonstop.
Remember talking to Biz about the sustainability of that? And he's like, no, it's not sustainable.
No.
And they just keep doing it.
No. At one point in time, they had more shorthanded goals than power play goals allowed. And that is just insanity.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, college basketball, ASU, GCU back at home this evening as the college basketball season rolls on.
Arizona, too. The first place Arizona Wildcats.
Oh, yeah, them.
Yeah. Making plans for March Madness. I'm just trying to get under Jarrett's skin. Yeah,
just lost the starter. Best coaching job Sean Miller's ever done, Jarrett.
One of our starters just transferred on a team that already doesn't have any good players.
What a key blow to lose Emmanuel Acott. Oregon State, ASU tonight, 8 o'clock tip out in Tempe. You can hear it on ESPN 620 AM. And as Bick said, Grand Canyon hosting, I almost feel bad saying this, the dregs of the whack.
Chicago State. Yeah, that's kind of hurts. You think and really, how does a team from Chicago end up in that conference? Kind of stretching the regional geographical properties of college sports a little bit.
I love GCU. I love what they're building. The WAC is kind of like the conference of misfit toys.
That's true. That's exactly what it is.
I broadcast a game from Chicago State once.
Did you really?
Yes.
I've been to Chicago State. I've been down there. Yeah, it's
not good.
No, yeah, not good. All right, those are your items today. We're going to cover a lot of ground today. Got a lot of cool guests, a lot of cool stuff happening today.